I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast with Jim, Jim and Nobby.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good day.
How are you?
Good nabbing. You know the way everyone's getting lots of things delivered at the moment?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying those delivery people would want to. But where do you stand on total strangers now if they said to you, I couldn't use your...
Jack's?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not sure about that.
And how would you react? Like, how do you...
I'd probably act like that. Jack's? Yeah.
You can't even say there's a pub open down the road.
Yeah, no. So it's tough. If you're on the road all day, you've nowhere to go because you normally go into a pub and, like, you know...
How do delivery people... I know there was a guy caught... Remember he was caught whizzing behind the back of a rigid lorry there a few months ago? I think it was in England and people had shared it all over and it was like, okay, so now we're going to cancel this man. We don't know the circumstances, blah, 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 blah. But it, like, it went everywhere.
I've seen a lot of people... on my travels, and they pull in underneath a bridge.
To the trolls.
And they go and have a... I don't know what they're doing.
I'd
unless,
be nervous about that now. If yeah. a cop car came along, you get done for that.
I've seen loads of people doing that. I presume they're going to the toilet.
Unless they're buying drugs.
Unless there's some...
Something stuff. Always die. Like, think of any TV show, movie. If you go under a bridge, something. Nothing ever good comes of it.
So they leave their car on their hard shoulder, and they go up... They kind of walk up the hill to... Right behind the, like in various different bridges that I pay places.
Yeah.
So unless there's some kind of deal going down, or they're just using it as a jacks.
It look, with all the stuff being ordered, I'm just saying to everyone listening, think about what your answer to that will be, because you could be asked.
Yeah. What is the law? It's fine to go for a tinkle as long as it's not somebody's house, isn't it?
No, that's a very grey, like that's a very like
if you're
vague
on the,
statement.
If you're on the verge of a road,
it's like, fine if to it's go a bush, for a sprinkle you can, as long as.
You can have a tinkle in the bush, can't you?
No,
behind a tree.
Urinating in public is against the law.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's very, there's no great freedom to it.
Now, if you could say, you know, if you had some really great excuse, let me see.
I was hill walking one day, right? A couple of years ago, and I was up Jouse. Did you ever try and climb up that?
I did climb up Jouse, yeah.
It's very steep, isn't it? Anyway.
Yeah, it's all right.
I was kind of...
That's a little board thing that you walk along.
No, it wasn't.
The grips.
I was going up War Hill. That's what it was. Which is the other side. And it's got all these potholes and like there's deer and stuff on there. It's very, very steep. It's a tough one, right?
Mm.
Needed a whiz. And like there's nobody else up there. So I just had a whiz in nature. And like, you know, obviously I positioned myself facing away from the wind.
Oh, very important.
And oh man, the freedom.
You wouldn't want wet ankles.
Freedom.
You're
like,
kind of.
Wee!
I mean, like, you really are in the wilderness there now. I'm talking about. I mean, I know
no,
someone who's
great.
I know someone who's caught up a lane of Fairview by the guards.
Ah, yeah. It's like, you know, I wouldn't want to live round by Croke Park, but that way.
You can be charged with committing an act contrary to urinating in public under Section 5 of the Summary Jurisdiction Amendment Act 1871.
Ah, yeah, that's if you're up against somebody's door or something. That's if you're down and. If you're against behind a tree, you're not doing anyone any harm.
No, but look, let's go back to the original, which is if someone says to you, can I use, you wouldn't mind if I used your loo, would you? Oh, I don't have one. It's a hole in the garden and you wouldn't like that at all.
Well, at the moment, the present guidelines, we're told not to have people in our houses, so.
Oh, that's a good one, yeah. That's against guidelines.
COVID. Like
I really need to go though, man. I've been, I know, I'm really sorry. Thanks, bye.
Can you refuse? I don't think you're allowed to refuse somebody, though, are you?
It's your property.
Yeah, I know, but it's against the law
even
to refuse.
Even a guard can't come in unless they're the warrant.
Oh, it's against the law to refuse a pregnant woman. That's what it is. Can't remember the.
Yeah, well, pregnant DPD drivers, I've yet to meet one.
Yeah?
Not that it would just be them, obviously. Look, it's well, just wait. Something that could come up.
Be good at carrying things.
I overheard someone last week telling this exact story, and I was anxious for them. Because I was like, God, if that was me, I actually don't know what I'd say. I really wouldn't want them in. But then everyone just over polite, and I go, yeah.
Happened to a friend of mine, and she was at home, and her fella's colleague, not somebody he even knew very well, he had to come around to the house for something. And he was dropping something off, chatting away. Said, do you mind if I use your loo?
Dropped something off, all right.
And she said, oh, yeah, okay, because she was on the spot. And the loo was upstairs. He went up and he left a little surprise.
Oh, my God.
It didn't flush or whatever it was.
That's not going to help people go, oh, yeah, fine.
And she was very upset by it and very distraught. And she rang her fella and he went through him for a shortcut, this guy.
Second door on the left.
Yeah, but like, anyway, look, this is all.
It could happen. There's more people than ever actually calling to your home, even though we're being told not to, because they're delivering stuff. So, you know.
Well,
Have your excuse worked out.
If you've been caught short during the COVID, what's your solution?
What have you done? Have you had to drive all the way to Jouse to whip it out?
No doubt. Coming up in the podcast today.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, though, if you get the chance to have a wee, and it's free.
Free Willy!
Great fun. We'll be talking about Beyonce getting robbed. That's what LA makes it a few appearances on the show today.
LA is, yeah, it's like it's pretty bad at the moment. The crime is escalating.
We'll be talking about Neapolitans and mafia families.
Not together, though.
No, they just happen to be.
Although I'm sure the mafia like ice cream too.
Your stash spot for your munch. Where do you stash it? And we'll be dishing the dirt. And our mug, a Strawberry Alarm Clock Cuddle mug, made it to TV.
Yes, it did. And also, oh God, a nurse almost got the 10 questions right on Instagram.
Oh my God. Let's see if you would have got the question she failed on. There was only one that she got wrong.
She came very close.
It is the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's FM the 4. It's 9 minutes past 7 now.
Now, it is a bit darker because we've had to do the thing that we did. But it'll last about 2 weeks. And then it'll be, I saw a lot of people walking again this morning. But they had all like attached lights to themselves and everything.
Watch out for the foxes. I saw a few flat ones on the way in.
Oh no.
Yeah, they think everyone's asleep and next thing, bang. Did you watch Line of Duty last night?
I did, Jim, I did.
Did you notice anything or anybody that made you go, ah?
Well, yeah, there's people popping up from other episodes and series and people aren't sure if it's just a coincidence or not.
Well, did you notice anybody in particular that made you go, I haven't seen it now, so there is no spoilers. Did you notice anyone that made you go, yeah, he was in it before?
Yeah, but I don't want to spoil, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a few, and your man who was in last season, the Liverpool dude, Stephen, whatever his name is, his wife comes back into it.
Right.
And I think Ted has given her cash.
So I shouldn't mention the person that was in maybe season one.
Well,
I don't want to spoil it. I haven't seen it myself, so I don't want to spoil it for myself.
Yeah, the head of the band Copper from then, is that who you're talking about?
No. Okay. Maybe you didn't notice it. That's why I wanted to tell you. It's not going to spoil anything if you didn't.
The other theory is that, well, it's not really a theory, this has to be it. Your woman who they're investigating, she has been blackmailed by an organised crime gang.
Oh, right. So I'm going to show you. Did you see this character?
Yeah, so, yeah. So
do you know who that is?
So wasn't his dad or something this?
He was in season one as a kid.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm not saying anything.
So in season one, he was one of the dudes who would drop stuff around on his bike. He'd meet you at a phone box.
He was there when there was in the background when there was a kind of a punishment going on as well.
Now he's a copper, and he collects your woman when she gets bailed.
Bent coppers.
She leaves AC12 last night. You're when they're investigating. She's free to go now.
It's very like The Departed, isn't it?
He picks her up. It is. And they're flashing lights again. This time he's in the car park and he flashes the blue lights, the blues and twos or whatever they call
them. Call him a nobby again.
No, it wasn't her. Right. But here's my thoughts on her. Kate is still undercover.
Oh, right.
I guarantee it. I'm not buying it.
Good theory, yeah. Now, I haven't seen it. I've been watching Your Honour. And anybody who hasn't seen Your Honour, get on it. I've been bending Nobby's ear about it.
I don't know how you can park something so big though, knowing everyone's going to be talking about it, knowing you're going to get a spoiler or two.
I'm going to have to catch up now this week.
You really should. So you have two to watch now.
Love Island is going to be going back to the island.
Okay.
They got the permission. It's going to return to Mallorca this summer after getting the COVID all clear. There were fears that they wouldn't be able to go because of the restrictions. There was talk about going to a different island, Docky Island. But they're going to Mallorca, back where they normally have it.
Back to the island. Which, look, if you quarantine and you do all the things to give yourself time that you don't have it, then why couldn't they go back?
So if they have all those people quarantined, they're probably in some kind of mad bubble now already. Yeah. For getting ready for the summer, wouldn't they have to start putting them in a bubble now?
Well, they'd need 2 weeks. Yeah,
so they could all start, you know, kissing each other before the cameras start rolling.
Yeah, same principle that, you know, the Isle of Man have been working off, just with even less people. So can you take 20 people? I don't know how many people of the crew now would work on Love Island. Maybe you could be talking a group of 100 plus people in total. Who knows?
Don't kill Kenny. Kenny, fix it. No. No, he can't. Stay or go. Kenny not going anywhere. These are all the headlines. Stephen Kenny. It's not all his fault. So.
It really isn't. I do feel sorry for the man.
Yeah.
I think John Delaney, he didn't exactly do a great job in the FAI, did he? You know, since being uncovered, there was questions over lots of money and payments and grassroots. And so if I was the FAI, and maybe they've already thought of this, what would you know, Robbie? I'd be going to the Dublin Football County Board and I'd be finding out, what did you lads do back in 2008? Who would a conversation have said, enough of this crap?
Yeah.
We're going to sort something out here. But you'd probably have to go back further than that.
It's going to take a while to reboot.
We just don't have the players. Do you know what? I'd rather get embarrassed the other night than go to World Cup finals and be embarrassed.
I remember my father telling me lots about the Republic of Ireland from before the heyday kicked in, and he said, very few people even watched them. They just didn't have the players. We're kind of going back to that bit where it's going to take a long time to get back up to another heyday. But
and because of the heydays, Jack Charlton, and
you can't compare
to a degree, Mick as well, especially 2002. People are going to compare. Go and compare. So we're just, I don't know. But it was nice to see Seamus Coleman and people say, look, this is on us. This was just embarrassing.
Yeah. it's sad.
So, but wouldn't you rather, everyone else looking at us around the world? The world isn't going to watch our qualifiers, but they would watch us getting sent home.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it's not looking like that's...
It's not going to happen, so it's grand.
Start looking around for a different team to support.
The blushes have been saved a little bit. We should support England. They're going to give us vaccines. We support their premier teams. We need to...
Okay, it's a deal.
Come on, England.
Come on, England.
F104. Love you, Baris. So before they did last night's Line of Duty, they said, well, now that we know what a chiz is, we can also tell you that Line of Duty was the most watched return of a season or something on UK television for 12 years.
Wow.
So I don't know what was the last, but
wow, the last Sunday's one big, was, isn't it?
People were...
They've had some big dramas.
They were in deep.
Well done.
Yeah, I don't know what the last big one was. Have you seen about Beyonce? She lost a load of gear.
What gear?
Thieves struck. They struck. There's LA thieves going around. So I don't know if they're any different to normal scroll thieves.
Oh, they'd probably be more fashionable.
They struck twice within the same week as the Los Angeles Story Center, where Beyonce, you know those lockup places in the M50, Beyonce and Jay-Z used them as well.
They struck gold getting her one.
Well, why would you put stuff like diamonds and, jewellery into those yokes? They're for, a spare couch that you're not sure what to do with it.
You put diamonds in a bank, no?
I would have thought so. And they have the money to do it.
Maybe they're stage diamonds.
You know, you store it. It's not where you're meant to stick all this gear. Burglars took down three storage units in the same facility, making off with handbags, kids' toys, Fiotos belonging to Beyonce.
Is there a Mick Rowavi in there as well? And Fiotos.
TMZ are at the centre of this story.
Oh, here we go.
So,
here's a fella in a microphone at an airport.
Why do we have to say as well? Image 43. Image 43 is a blah, 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 blah. Image 44. Image 44 is a... Rex
Who does?
Stick that on the DIR. Line of Duty. Well, anyway, authorities told TMZ most of the items were owned by Beyonce. The police, who are yet to make any arrests, are investigating.
Well, surely she should be insured.
Yeah, but I think you'd want the stuff back.
It could be staged stuff.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Beyonce gear. They did the same job at Miley Cyrus back in January. The same. They reckon it could be the same fellas.
Well, you wouldn't get into the used stores.
No, you wouldn't. No. I'd say we've better ones.
It's like
those.
Fort Knox in there.
We've better ones here in Ireland than clearly they have in LA. But again, why would you not put that stuff in a vault? You're Beyonce and Jay-Z. Or even your own safe, even.
You'd imagine they'd have a big sort of underground.
You totally would, yeah.
Jeff, yeah.
You really, really would. Like a vault of everything. And also, who'd mess with Jay-Z, like?
Oh, he'd be looking for them.
Apart from Solange.
He's writing raps right now about how he's going to get those guys.
Yeah, hardcore. Yeah. Do you want more? It's 7:28 on FM 104.
So Ed Sheeran, he went to Australia to do that performance last week. He's still down there.
Well, he had to go to do that. I thought that was all virtual.
Oh, yeah, and that was very difficult to get in. Australia are really strict at the moment, so...
They don't care who you are. My name's on the door.
Well, maybe they did it for just compassionate reasons, but anyway, they let him in. He's still there with the baby and the missus. So he went for a walk with Cherry and the daughter, which... What's the daughter's name again? Lyra?
Lyra, I think, yeah.
So they went for a walk. He's in a black t-shirt. He looks like he's more tattoos. He looks like he's lost a bit of weight as well.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Good, good. Not that he needs it or anything.
No, he's a different shape.
It's nice that somebody
has. His head is a different shape. It's kind of longer. I think he looks a bit more like Prince Harry now than he used to.
So he must be there a while, because if he's walking around freely, because I think they certainly make you at your own expense.
They went to watch a game of Aussie Rules football at a cricket ground.
He would be running out of the Crown Plaza in Australia, that's all I'll say. Lil Nas X reacts to Rap Alert asking him about a Nicki Minaj collab on his debut album, and is he okay with that? I assume he is.
Alright, and what was it like collabing with Nicki Minaj?
Oh my god, I gotta go. I love you, Nicki.
No, I got a couple more questions.
I gotta go, I'm sorry.
Meanwhile, more burglary stories. This is like Crime Call. Cardi would like to assist the assistants. Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello. Yeah, she told us that's how you say it. They were robbed when they were at home.
You were going around telling everyone it was Cabello and laughing at them when we weren't saying Cabello.
I know. That's how we all talk.
Fair enough, fair. You took it on the chin there.
Yeah. And they were together at home when thieves broke into the gaff, also in LA. What's going on with the yellow coppers in LA? They're brutal.
Are they not out and about?
Who?
The coppers in LA.
Well, I don't know. Because first Beyonce, Miley Cyrus back in Jan, and now this. They got the keys to his G-Class. Nice.
Wow.
That was very similar to the one that Paddy was driving in Top Gear last night. Although I doubt it was red.
Speaking of cars, Ant from Ant and Deck, it was seen driving away from the show on Saturday night in a brand new...
I thought he was banned.
But he was smiling. He was banned, was he? Maybe that's why he's smiling, because he's back behind the wheel. Anyway, it's an electric car.
What kind?
That I don't know.
Have you got a photograph of it?
I did, but I don't have it to my hand right now.
Can you find it for me?
Oh, for God's sake.
He's not driving a Leaf or something, is he?
He's not driving. No, this is gorgeous. It doesn't look like an electric car, but it looks expensive. Oh, here it is.
It's a Polestar.
I'll tell you what it is. Okay, so he's an electric Porsche Taycan.
Oh yeah, yeah. Good
98
man,
grand.
Yeah, that's grand.
It's lovely.
98 grand. That's all they cost over there.
Yeah.
Jesus, we get nice, robbed here. You could do it. You could do it. A wash of errands. The state of the wheels.
Well, you know, when showbiz gets dusty.
Yeah,
that's
fantastic. Here. See, now this is the problem.
Tesla, you went from just Leaf's a fantastic car too.
No, it is. I just mean because he's got loads of money.
Yeah.
It's, you know, the Teslas are great, but why would you buy a Tesla when you can buy that?
Yeah, I don't know, because I like the,
that's put together like a Porsche.
I'd take either.
Bits of it won't fall off in your hand. So
that was just you.
Fair play to him. No, it wasn't me. It didn't happen to me at all. What are you talking about?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh, that one. Okay. Anyway, good to see him. They're doing the
good to see him.
I watched the Insta Live again. It's deadly. Before they do the
show, they do it every week today,
right up until they go live.
Man.
I think it's only the second one. If you ever want to know behind the scenes what they're like, are they messers, are they real calm before they do the show, you see it all.
That was very impressive, that end of the show they did with Busted, or was it Busted McFly, which one is it?
I always mix all the same these days.
That was very impressive.
Don't worry about it, it's grand. Like, it's a very impressive show.
And Alicia Dixon was there.
Yes. Jim got very flustered when Alicia Dixon came into our show before.
Yeah.
Couldn't speak. It's like he's never.
Even
like,
now, yeah, I'm getting flustered. Yeah, 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 yeah.
It's 7:52 on F104.
Damn! It's the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's F104. The first week of midterm.
Oh, yeah.
Are the roads quieter now the little people are. They've had their 2 weeks in school.
It's not all the people even in school. It's mad how much they affect us with their little heads. So yeah, if maybe you're if you are still driving or getting to work, it'll be a little bit easier this week.
Make the most of it, because in 2 weeks' time they'll all be back.
Everyone, terms and conditions apply.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Right, it's time for a Strawberry Alarm Clock. A little break for you.
Coming up on the documentary channel tonight, the story of speed bumps.
The bigger the speed bump, the bigger the scanger. Do you ever drive down a road and think the speed bumps were huge? Yeah, well, that's because you got an infestation of boy racers. We can help you with that.
Rodney Ridey has been the CEO of the speed bump company since 1982. On Wednesday night, we take a look at behind the scenes of the speed bump world.
Yeah, I've got every kind of speed bump. Big speed bumps, pointy speed bumps, speed humps. I've got everything that I can slow down any scanger's gallop, you know what I mean?
The story of speed bumps.
Another thing about speed bumps that you probably don't know is if you're driving along and the speed bump is actually very smooth and you just glide over it, that means a politician lives on that road.
The story of speed bumps. Coming this Wednesday night to the documentary channel.
Oh, Jesus, that was a big one. You feel that, did you? That's a bone rattler.
New to Netflix. She was an American insta-hon who flew to Europe to follow her dreams.
Hi guys, I'm going to Paris to work for a major marketing firm and hopefully meet the man of my dreams.
But when her plane was forced to make an emergency landing...
Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, we have to land in Dublin. Dublin is as far as we can go.
Emily took matters into her own hands. Like a lion,
tangles in my hair. Bonjour, monsieur.
Huh?
Je m'appelle Emily. Say hi to my insta-fans.
Hello everyone, my name's Gay.
Emily in Thingless.
So, Gay, what's such an exotic name? Where are you taking me out tonight?
We have a gift.
Somewhere really romantic and French where you can sweep me off my feet.
Well, you can bring it to the shilling. You'll probably end up in your ear there, Artie.
Critics are calling Emily in Thingless the modern-day Sex and the City, if it was shot in the Dublin 11 area.
Oh no, sketch Emily, there's me missus.
Yeah, what are you doing with him? He's my fellas. Get, I slapped ahead of you hanging around to this tramp. I didn't know you were taking Get, and this chipper is so not the Michelin star restaurant I expected to be eating in. Taxi, take me back to the airport immediately.
Emily in Thingless on Netflix. Living my best
life. Fed up with drivers like these? The government, they're a disgrace.
You can see the size of that pothole, did you? I first met my wife in 1996.
Well, now you can turn all that chatter into cash. No gab cabs.
No gab cabs.
We'll refund you the money for your fare if the driver even says hello. No conversation, no chat, no waffle, no yakety yakety yakety. No problem. No gab cabs! No questions about where you've been that night, or comparing it to stuff he did 10 years ago, the last time he was allowed out for a night out. No gab cabs! Can they not even say thanks? No! Can they not even ask them where they're going? No!
Yeah.
FM104's Instagram with coverinaclick.ie. Low-cost car insurance for young drivers. Call us quick. It's Cover in a Click. 10 questions, 60 seconds, 1,000 euro. FM104's Instagram.
Okay, Instagram. So our contestant is Aoife, is it?
No, it's Aisling, Jim.
Aisling, sorry about that.
Also begins with an A.
I'm having a bit of a Monday.
He's having a Monday morning. How are you, Aisling?
Hi, how are you doing?
Very good.
I do know that Aisling means dream in Irish.
It does, yeah.
Dream boat.
Are you a dream boat, Aisling? I'd say you are. You sound like a dream boat.
Some might say so.
There you go.
So you've been flat out as a nurse, but you have a day off.
I do, yeah, which is lovely on a Monday morning.
Oh yeah, Monday's a great day to have off, right?
What are you going to do? Why are you up so early on a Monday?
To win this, Jim.
I'm playing Instagram.
Yeah, he really is on a Monday morning.
Why would you not be asleep, though?
She wants a grand.
I don't even know. I'm set to waking up early sometimes. But.
Okay, yeah.
Now, Jim didn't, but you watched Line of Duty last night like the rest of us.
I did, yeah.
Do you
great.
Think Kate is still undercover?
No, I think she's double bluffing now. Yeah, I think she's undercover. I think she's nearly trying to double bluff him at this point.
And do you think your man who got killed in the last season, you know, it was his wife was over with your man. He's a little creep, by the way.
Yeah.
Is Ted giving her money?
I think there's something going on there, like between her and Ted, so we'll have to see what happens. But no, definitely something.
And also, you know the way he was walking around the sitting room in the house last night? Oh, nice telly.
Yeah.
How'd you have the channels? Isn't that a bit rude? I mean, I know you know them, but you don't just walk into someone's sitting room when they're in the kitchen.
Yeah.
I know he's a cop.
I know. There's something weird there now.
I'm all ahead of you, Jim.
I'm that guy in the office who hasn't seen Line of Duty and just doesn't know what everyone's talking about.
But it's by choice. No, he is watching it. He just.
I do like it. I was watching Your Honour, you see. Now I'm gonna catch up on the two I've recorded.
So he'd be grand once he does that.
I'm back in.
Okay, let's see what we can do here. 1,000 euros up for grabs.
Okay.
The game begins in 3, 2, 1.
What game uses the term checkmate?
Chess.
Spell 40.
F-O-R-T-Y.
What would somebody send you on the Revolut app?
Money.
What Irish band has a name with one number and one letter in it?
U2.
True or false, China has the highest population in the world?
True.
What animal is named after a pedestrian crossing with flashing orange lights?
A zebra crossing.
Who is the lead singer of Maroon 5?
What's his name again? Adam Levine.
What actor was it? My question, or your question, Jim? I can't remember.
It's your go.
It's
yeah.
Morning, morning. What actor played the train driver in the Polar Express?
Tom Hanks.
In what year did Instagram first launch? 2010 or 2013?
2010.
And what is the name of the container ship that has blocked the Suez Canal for almost a week?
It's in the Suez Canal. The Avon Re.
Aisling.
Don't start with it. I give it to her.
I was reading an article about that this morning.
Because they've managed to turn it, but it's not quite floating just yet.
Yeah, yeah.
We were wondering, should we have it in as a question? And we thought, it's been in the papers for the last week, solidly, so.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. I actually remember the name now.
Oh, you're joking. Oh.
Did I get everything else? I don't even know.
You did. You aced it until the last question.
You did.
Oh, stop.
Everything else was right.
Go on, lad. She's a nurse.
If you'd have said ever given. If you'd have said ever given, you would have won 1,000 euro.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it.
Wow.
Do you want to know the name of it?
The Evergreen, isn't it?
No, that's the name of the company. It's the Ever Given.
The Ever Given. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, look, I tried.
Oh, you sure did.
Brilliant. She did really well.
Thanks, guys. I'll have to try again some other time anyway.
You should definitely have another go because you were so close. You know your stuff.
We'll let you jump the queue. We never asked you, by the way, are you double jabbed?
I am, yeah.
Very good.
You're the first double jabber I've ever spoken to.
No, I think, was your woman last week not double jabbed as well?
Was she not a single jabber?
I can't remember. Maybe.
Anyway, listen, I thought the U2 one was going to catch you out, which would have been a shame.
Yeah, just last minute there, it just came to me.
Oh, look, you're always anyway. Welcome to try again.
Thanks, guys.
Good Very luck. Good for Monday. 9. Wow.
9 out of 10. Thanks for playing.
Okay.
Bye.
If you got 10, Bye. Let us know. I will send you personal emojis.
Now don't send us messages making us feel bad. It was a very, you know, Avonry, that's a makeup company or something, isn't it?
I don't know. Yeah.
Avant-garde. I don't know.
Is it a famous boat or a horse or something? Crossy was kind of doing this at the weekend. He was wondering about, did your family hide any food on you?
Now, is this because they were worried about you? They thought you were, consuming too much?
Well, they'd hide the chocolate and jellies in the drawers.
Anyway, he got hundreds, hundreds of replies to this.
Families so, hide snowballs around the house.
There's somebody threw out. I had a load of snowballs left over in the press there. They just disappeared last week.
Some people have a stash in the gaff. It could be crisps. It could be sweets. It could be booze. It could be something that they don't want anyone else getting their hands on.
But if it's that press, everyone knows they're going to be there.
Yeah, if you stumbled across somebody's stash spot, you know?
Someone tried to hide my surge machine. Over the weekend.
What?
I was like, what are they doing that for? I found it at the end though.
They're very light, you wouldn't want to drop them.
Terry's chocolate oranges, they used to put them in sewing tins. Well, that was the ultimate disappointment when you open a Jacob's tin of biscuits and it's like needles and sewing and thread, and people used to always do that. Magnums were hidden inside the frozen pea bags in the freezers.
Oh, that's genius.
But is that also really scabby because they don't want anyone else having them?
Well, they want to have this, it's their stash spot. So when they want to have a little sneaky ice cream or whatever, they know that you're not going to grab them.
Here's a question for you: when did a choc ice turn into a magnum? Because I got a box of Dale Tree or Dare, no, not Dairy Free, Dale Farm. It's a magnum.
What's a magnum?
When did the it says choc ice on the box,
but it's a magnum.
It's quite like same shape. Same
what?
Same shape.
We all heard him.
Posh chocolate. I wanted cheap chocolate. I wanted it to taste like a choc ice.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be that thick. This is like a big...
I don't know who does it, but somebody does these little mini... They're like a little mini magnums. You ever seen those?
Yeah.
It's not too much. It's just enough to take the goo off, yeah?
This was nearly like a full magnum.
And they have little almonds on the chocolate and everything. On a little stick, they're yum.
Unless I'm misremembering, choc ice is plain, quite thin
and square.
The chocolate shouldn't taste posh.
Rectangle shape.
This tasted like posh chocolate, and this was a magnum shape.
What's the name of the one that looks like a choc ice but has actually got orange on the outside?
Looks like a choc ice but got orange.
It's exactly like a choc ice, but it's orange frozen.
Wibbly wobbly wonder.
No, it's on the outside. It's kind of orange.
Oh, Solero.
Is a Solero, is it?
Sorbet
with ice cream inside. Orange kind of ice pop on the outside, and when you bite into it, there's ice cream inside.
Jesus,
it.
You have me there now.
Oh, they're gorgeous.
The box of choc ice was even gold because the choc ice box used to be gold.
How many is in it?
Four.
Four.
Three left now. What's going on with that?
Super split.
Super
that's the
split.
One. Super split. I haven't had one in years.
There's chocolate inside then, though. It's white ice cream, no?
Super split.
There's no chocolate on the inside of a super split.
Oh. No, I never said there was chocolate on the
Okay.
Instead of chocolate, there's an orange.
Oh, yeah.
What's the one?
And a super split is the same sort of size as an original choc ice. It's meant to be, anyway.
Have you seen that one? I don't know who, again, I don't know the brand of it, but like the one end of it is chocolate. It's like a little rectangle. One end of it is covered in chocolate.
Loop to loop.
The other end is a wafer, and there's three different types of ice cream in it.
Jeez,
it's like there's a strawberry bit.
Where are you going for your ice creams?
It's the supermarket.
Okay. I don't know them.
They're in a little box. Oh, man, they're good as well.
Anyway, I'd just like to know, because I still have the goo for the original choc ice. If anyone knows where, are they gone? Are they discontinued?
We'll find that.
Did they get rid of them like the pink wafer?
It's a Tesco Neapolitan chocolate sandwich. You get 8 in a pack.
So does that mean the Neapolitan person was right, Jim, a few minutes ago?
Well, there's Neapolitan, I would always think, is just the three different flavours in the one block thing.
Is that biscuit on the side of that?
It's a wafer. So there's wafer, there's chocolate. Now,
what about
Aldi,
that bit there,
Aldi do is a very similar one.
What's that bit?
I've seen pictures of it. There's, oh yeah.
Is that biscuit on the side? Jeez, within the chocolate part?
I didn't know there was a... No, there's chocolate ice cream, there's strawberry ice cream, and vanilla ice cream. then there's a thing dipped in chocolate, and there's a wafer.
Every little bit of dirt helps.
But it's small. That's what I'm saying. You're getting like all this stuff going on. It's like ping, pow, 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 pow. Funny how. And then you're done. And there's eight of them in the box.
Right. And would you have a few like?
I'd have one.
By the way, Cordelia. That's a memorable name. Happy ninth birthday.
Beautiful name, Cordelia.
Cordelia. What does it mean? She's the best daughter in the world. Does she like ice cream? I'm sure she does. Have you tried Maxibons, lads?
What the hell are Maxibons?
You need to tell us where you get these, because these are not, you know, your typical.
We're looking at a picture of five different ice creams. There's one that's a black cookie. There's one called cereal mix. There's one called like a golden cookie. It looks like there's biscuits and ice cream.
What's the Maxibon Pops?
Wow.
They're all kind of along the lines of an ice burger.
Where did you get them?
They're a sandwich. The raspberry ripple flavour is the only massive. Which one are you talking about? This started, by the way, because I had choc ice. That it wasn't a choc ice.
Do you know what I've noticed? When you talk about these kind of little silly things, people jump on them because we're all sick in numbers and COVID. And so we all want to talk about ice cream in a big way. It's like, yeah, give me more ice cream.
I think I know where I went wrong.
What?
I didn't get HB choc ices.
Oh.
I got Dale Farm.
Oh, right.
But it's confusing because the box was still gold. How can you do that now? How can that company have a thing called a choc ice?
Well, here's my suggestion, everyone. Next time you're doing a big shop, go up to the big freezer in the Tesco's or wherever you're going.
By the way, Aldi do something similar to these things.
Aldi's very similar. They're called, Neapolitan sandwich as well?
Yeah.
Chocolate-flavoured ice cream.
So the Neapolitan wafers. Is obviously just a style of ice cream.
Yeah, it's a trio thing.
They do eight in the box, though.
So do the other one.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Okay.
So do the dirt on what you normally buy, yeah?
What do you mean by that now?
So instead of going for the one you always get something you've never had before.
Have do a bit of change, a bit of strange.
Yeah. It's like when I found that curry ketchup. I did the dirt and me squirt. So you do the dirt on your ice cream. Yeah?
Yeah.
And try something that you've never had. I'm telling you, there's about 50 you've probably never had. Go and have a little gander. Get something you've never had. And thank me later.
Okay, we will, Jim.
It's the only way you're going to discover new things.
We will.
It's a super split.
It's a super split.
That'll be the name of today's podcast.
That's me when I disappear from the pub. I do.
It's
a super split,
lads.
Where's Jim gone? He did a super split.
Jeez, you haven't done that in ages.
I know. I've nowhere to super split from.
The small ones are Aldi. The little ones that are the mini magnums with like the nuts in them. They're fabulous.
They are. Now, I didn't get them from
fabulous.
I didn't get them from Aldi. So I thought it's probably Tesco's my version as well. But yeah.
What about Dracula ice pops? Black outside, ice cream in the middle, bit of red inside. They were massive.
Don't remember that.
I don't know if I do.
Cordelia is from the Shakespeare play King Lear.
Oh yeah.
She was his favourite daughter. Well done.
Very good.
We got ourselves a Rita. So Drake had mentioned Maya Jama in one of his songs.
Yeah.
He's never met Maya Jama.
This is just to annoy Stormzy.
Annoy Stormzy, because Stormzy is her ex, right?
Yeah.
And he called her the sweet one. And she was asked about it. And she said it kind of makes her anxious when she's informed that she was the song's called Only You Freestyle. And she said it was released last year, and she gets anxious because she thinks she doesn't know what it was. She goes, is it good or bad? What's he doing mentioning me? But he was trying to do it to probably wind Stormzy up a little bit, because there's a bit of little beef between Drake and Stormzy.
Bit of beef.
And she said, look, I'm a presenter. I can't write a diss track and say, you know, if he disses me, I can't go on the radio and just start saying, hey, diss him back.
It's a bit weird though as well. I mean, I know he's Drake. A fella putting you in a song, he's never met you. It's a bit weird.
It is very strange.
It's a bit like a creep sliding into your DMs, like as if he's all real familiar.
You know,
if you remove the fact that he's famous Drake, it's like, what's his story?
Yeah, mentioning it. Yeah. So anyway, it makes her anxious. So that's another reason not to do it. But sure, it's out there now. Although some people might be delighted that Drake mentioned them in a song.
Most people would, yeah. Not some locked Elwyn in a karaoke bar.
Sounds like it.
It's Miley Cyrus.
Where is
singing
she?
To Remy Malek, because he played Freddie Mercury in a movie you might have heard.
She was singing to Remy Malek in the street?
In a bar called the Rainbow Bar in LA.
What's the story with LA today?
Are they
not in lockdown, no?
It's in a weird place.
Miley Cyrus, she sounds like she's had a few, doesn't she?
She does. Beyonce's storage unit got burgled, so all her jewellery is gone. We can't understand why she wouldn't use a vault.
Megan Fox and Kourtney Kardashian are hanging out together. Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly attended the UFC 260 fight alongside Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker with all the tattoos. And here's what happened.
Bruce said the one. He's like, no, zero.
Well, you see, the celebs are out tonight. Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly getting the VIP treatment here at the UFC Apex. Also in the building, Travis Barker and Kourtney Kardashian enjoying the festivities here at UFC 260.
Other news this morning is Louis Theroux has filmed bits with Carol Baskin for the follow-up thing to The Tiger King. We don't have audio yet. He hasn't leaked it.
But we have good news if you're a Love Island fan, because it will return to Mallorca this summer after getting the COVID all clear. There were fears that the show wouldn't, there'd be restrictions and they wouldn't be able to go there, but they will go there. Jersey, Cornwall and Devon can stand down now because they're going back to the island, and that will be hitting our screens this summer from the original villa.
Every time you say that, I just think of the Venga Boys song.
Although
that was a beta. Well, 2 weeks ago, Laura Whitmore, she spoke to us. She did not know where it was going to be. So this seems like...
She said. It is the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's FM4.
Shout out to Seamus, the wrestler.
What's the story there? Yeah.
On Friday on social media, he was on the green room and he came in years ago. His sister Adele listens to us. She still does.
Morning, Adele.
How's it going? And I don't know if anyone remembers, Seamus made us ring her.
That's right, he came into the studio.
To explain. And he's like, what's your problem? Like, what do you want? And we started chatting. She
wanted a cuddle mug. That's right.
This is what happened.
How's it going? This is WWE superstar, the Celtic Warrior, Seamus.
I get back home. Haven't seen my sister in ages. And I get these WhatsApp. Will you please get me a cuddle mug from FM 104?
Adele, this is Jim and Nobby here. Your brother is with us.
He doesn't know what a cuddle mug is.
Oh, it's a big, massive mug. And you can put loads of coffee in it.
Well, he has two cuddle mugs.
Two cuddle mugs here for you, so you're grand, right?
Oh,
so,
yay. Thank you.
Stop annoying me, right?
I will,
just leave me alone. I'm a huge fan, massive fan of the Strawberry Alarm Clock.
FM 104.
Oh man, Seamus.
So, well, clearly he was lying. Clearly they were for him.
He kept one.
Because fast forward to Friday afternoon, I get a text from Niamh Kinsella, who works in Virgin Media. Sometimes you see her sitting beside Paddy Power in the chairs. She goes,
oh yeah, she presents that show.
Is Seamus related to either of you? And I said, no, why? She goes, he's
on. Because we're big and muscly, Nobby, that's why.
It is, Jim.
Yeah, yeah.
he's on the show tonight and he just keeps swinging out of a Strawberry Alarm Clock cuddle mug, but like he's shoving it in front of the camera, like as if you've asked him to do it. And we hadn't.
We hadn't, no.
So, like, he's minded it for years, clearly. You see a clip of it up on our Insta story. We stuck it up on Friday night, and I think it's there. And he's got like 2.8 million followers.
Good man.
Fellow from Cabra.
Where's he based? In America now, isn't he?
He's in America now, yeah.
And, so, I mean, that goes in a long line of famous cuddle mugs. I mean, Ed Sheeran has one in his kitchen.
He does.
Laura Whitmore
keeps minding it. Like, you know, you guys send us in pictures sometimes where you've dropped it and broken it. How come all these celebrities don't break them? Huh?
Most bands who've been in have got a cuddle mug, especially if they ask.
So, look, we'd love to sort out one as well. Why don't you just, you know, tell us why you should get one? But thanks for the shout out, Seamus.
Have you seen one in somebody else's kitchen and we're jealous?
Where'd you get that?
Let us know where you've seen a cuddle mug in the wild. And
in the wild.
We'll see if we can sort you out with one.
And adverts.ie doesn't count.
No.
Because people have put them up there over the years as well.
Fair play to Seamus.
Now, whenever things do go back to normal, it's always good to, I suppose, have your idiot radar on. So you might be in these situations.
I turn mine off between 6 and 10.
Maybe. Maybe because we haven't been around strange humans generally for the last year, we might forget.
Mm.
A little list here in front of me today. The person who makes complaints at restaurants, they would be a bit of a, yeah, unless it's really, really bad. The person who splits bills evenly and you're left adding it up.
Are these idiots, are they?
These are idiots.
Oh.
The thing with the app where you can just split the bill, that's genius. And people who don't tip. Now, here's the tip thing. Someone asked me this last week on WhatsApp.
Yeah, because you said you haven't used cash for ages, for over a year, for 2 years. And they say, how do you tip?
I now have to do the thing where you add on at the end. And I know that can take longer, but physically no one really carries money at the moment.
Yeah, well, here's the thing.
So how do you get around this?
If you're like ordering food or something like that, where you'd normally give the delivery person cash.
£2 or whatever.
Now you don't have the cash.
Yeah.
So
and they're running away from the door as it is anyway.
Yeah,
they don't hang around.
And they're surprised if they get cash. because my missus sort of stashes some cash for that particular reason, so she can tip people. But you need to make the apps more tip friendly.
So here, delivery people, we know you're out there. Thank you for all you've been doing. How would you like, what's the tipping etiquette now? The tipping etiquette?
Because if they...
Do you want money?
Because there's usually a delivery charge involved anyway.
I don't even know who that goes to.
Yeah, where does that go? If you're delivering stuff, where does that go? And it's much better to get it in your love, right?
It is, but I don't know. Are delivery people wary as well at the moment of touching...
We can't revolute it. Somebody needs to come up with a way that we can tip. Because, like, we want to tip, but we can't.
Yeah, we've just been adding it on to the end of the app.
We don't have the cash.
10%.
Yeah, 10% thing, yeah.
But then do you get it? So let us know and we'll do our public service here and let everyone else know.
Because, I mean, people don't, and a lot of places I've noticed, they don't like to say, would you like to tip? They're a bit shy about it.
Yeah.
Because we're Irish, we're not.
Oh, of course.
You know.
Everything okay with your dinner?
It's lovely.
Found half a hair in it.
But like if you make it easier for us to go, bip.
Yeah.
Do you know what's actually very good? If you use PayPal, they have a charity thing now on PayPal. So if you, like, you, you know, it's just a euro. So when you're buying something, it gives you the option to add a euro to Irish Cancer or whatever. So if you just click the box and it's a euro, if everyone did it,
it's gone.
It's, you know, because it's harder to collect cash these
days
for charities.
That connection to your Deliveroo person or whatever is not going to be as easy. You can't revolute them, as you said. You can't PayPal them.
So give us the tip on how to get tipped, everybody.
Do you still want coinage? None too plus.
Now, a lot of delivery people might be asleep now, but... you know, give them a nudge if you know one and tell us what's the story.
Just curious. We'll pass it on if you let us know. It's F104. I text it all the time. I've never won a cuddle mug, but my brother has, and he's always waving around in front of me.
Careful now.
He now lives next door to me, and it's a daily show. Oh, that's just mean. That's
How come he lives next door? Are you one of those families that all want to live beside each other? Have you noticed that there's a thing?
Sometimes people do, yeah. They end up, or else, like, if the man and dad had a bit of land on the side and then they build a couple of gaffs and they all still live like the Waltons. It's mad.
I know a family in Talla and they had a house and their kids moved into the house next door to them and their other kids moved into the house behind them and they knocked the wall through so they could walk in between each other's gardens. Hi, ma'am. Only me from my garden next door.
I once saw it where it had happened because the back gardens were connected. I was like, Jesus, who's that outfit after being... They're like, that's me dad. Like,
oh, no.
Oh, shit.
It happens. Like, I suppose it's a credit to the parents because, like, the kids just don't ever want to leave.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So it must be good crack.
Like, everything's on tap. Everything your ma does is on tap. So we understand. But, yeah, I don't know if it happens elsewhere. I think maybe it's just an Irish thing.
Only me. I think it is. Everybody, right now, everybody knows.
I'd say parts of England they do as well.
Oh yeah, of course.
Not that different.
I'd say everybody listening knows one family that all live on the same road. They like the kids never move far away from the family house.
Especially if the man and dad had a really big garden on the side.
What is the Yeah, well that's the
dream.
That's the dream. Yeah, I know loads of people have done that, but like the whole family have lived on the road.
Yeah,
they just take over.
There's no moving them out.
Yeah, they're like a mafia. Who's the mafia family in your life?
Hi, I deliver Deliveroo, I think. And even with the COVID, people don't tip. And if you tip on an app, the drivers don't get it, believe me.
Oh, no.
Okay. I work in a Chinese, and I have to say people are lovely. We're on about £7 an hour. Add in the diesel. Every euro counts. Cash or add it to the credit card is more than welcome.
So with that in mind, maybe we should all go to some kind of establishment that dishes out coinage.
Sure, no one goes to them anymore.
I know, but we should and leave it at the... Besides, you know, so next time you're getting a takeaway or whatever.
What about those coin machines that convert your cash to coins when you're trying to do slots?
Somebody needs to come up with a solution. If you tap this...
Shiny money.
Because you don't want to, like, you can't revolute because you want to share numbers with people you don't know. But, like, if there's some way you just go, bip.
It'd be cool if, like, you could airdrop money.
Yes.
Like the way you used to be able to play Snake.
Do you not remember there was a thing that you could send things? You'd tap two phones together and you could send something to each other.
That'd be cool.
Do you not remember
that? Does that exist maybe already? I don't know.
If there was an anonymous tapping feature.
Yeah.
So that the person delivering...
You'd give a stranger money.
You don't even have to touch your phones off each other. You hold your phone off up to another phone and just go, bip.
Yeah.
Somebody needs to... And like every delivery driver listening right now will thank us later.
Or does that exist and let us know? And again, because if there was something you could just send money like...
Yeah,
just
we would do it.
Get a little vibrate in your phone. Bip, that's gone through there now.
Because, you know, you're missing out.
Mm.
Especially like during the first lockdown. Like... you would have got a huge tip if everyone had cash in them.
My partner used to have to sneak her dad's cuddle mug to me when I was staying there. I'd only get to use it whenever I wanted when he was on holidays. He found out and he hid it on me.
Oh my God.
We never knew, like, that the people just go mad over these things.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is about them. It's just a red shiny mug. But it's great. And if you've won one over the last little while, as soon as we're back open, whenever that is.
And another thing, we don't carry them on us.
No. We're timed lock on the back of our cars. We've no access.
It would
to cash.
Be a good idea to have a couple in the car just in case.
It would, yeah, but then people might think you're a bit up yourself. I do deliveries for Chinese also. Cash is king.
Cash is king. Get some coinage.
All right,
ready.
Get the coins.
Strawberry alarm clock. It's FM 104.
We won't name them out in case anyone thinks we're slagging them, but yes, there's people have sent in neighbours who together live.
They all
in
live in our estate. The only member of their family moved.
Only one member
of the family moved away. Everybody else lives in the one state. You can't mess with them.
You don't really get on with each other.
Well, they obviously do.
Yeah, obviously, yeah.
I bet you they go on holidays together too.
Babysitters. Lads, I'm a teacher.
Yeah.
I got 7 on Instagram one morning. Even offered me one. And I still never collected it. I still dream about the strawberry alarm clock little mug.
Oh, wow.
Noel, very sorry about that. We have the office closed here. March 2020. Hasn't been open since. And it's been really difficult.
There's going to be a lot of people looking for them. There'll be a queue.
We've a backlog. We've more mugs than that boat in the Suez has, I'd say, in containers waiting for people. I do cash back when I get my weekly grocery shop, so I have money to tip the takeaway person that way, says GM Work.
Oh, yeah, good one.
That's a clever little one, yeah.
Say
that again.
Dua Lipa.
Yeah.
Was secretly targeted.
Oh, targeted, right.
She didn't do the targeting.
Okay.
In a coordinated cyber attack aimed at bringing down the biggest virtual gig of the pandemic. So they're working on a thing called Studio 2054, which is a concert which would have her, Kylie, Elton, Miley. They're all there, and they had to fend off hackers who struck minutes after a record-breaking global audience of 5 million people tuned in. I didn't even know this happened.
I think this was for the Elton John AIDS Foundation.
It happened in November, revealing how close the November event came to disaster. One of the organisers said, this from Live Now, said, we were the victims of a cyber attack at the start of the show. The years of experience our tech team at streaming live sports events meant they were ready to deal with that, and the stream didn't go down. Users didn't notice anything, that we delivered a huge show to a huge audience. But
see, I think everyone's so aware now of the 002 number ringing you to tell you've won the lottery.
Have you not?
They've had to go. No.
You don't ring them back.
They've had to try other routes, like hacking gigs. That's annoying.
I got a hacking test the other day and I failed it.
What do you mean a hacking test?
I was sent a hacking test. To see if I'd click on. And I clicked
on
it.
Was that in here?
Yeah. I failed it.
What happened? Did they come and
they
take
it? They said, you've just failed your hacking test. This is a test. Don't be so stupid next time, Jim.
Did you not get the big yellow strip that said this looks suspicious?
No. It was like, here, click on this because, you know, you're the problem with your login. And I clicked on it. And then I got this big pop-up from our company going, stupid Jim. Don't be so stupid, Jim. Be careful next time, Jim. So yeah, better be careful.
I didn't know they were doing that.
It's good. Well, you don't know they're testing you.
It works.
Yeah.
They're testing you, fella. So last night he got to use quite a few lines that maybe to some of the people of England will be unusual, like, her goose is well and truly cooked.
That's not an Irish expression.
But I'll tell you what, it was something with Kate. I think Kate, mate, is still undercover. I think it's all a hoax. But then he was in the boss's office.
I'm interested in one thing and one thing only. And that's bent coppers.
Bent coppers.
Bent coppers, fella. He's the best thing in it. By a long mile.
Yeah, no, he's very good. Come on.
Now. No, I won't. You come on. Kate and Arnott. Arnott good at acting is his full name.
His waistcoats and his wispy beard are annoying. By the way, what is the story?
He looks like a magician. And she looks terrified the whole time. Her eyes go beep, 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 beep.
Have you seen the high-end eyes that our undercover lads have to go around in?
No. The cars, they're so undercover I never notice.
The cars over there, like, they're very, very flash. Mm-hmm. I don't think even in the UK coppers have cars that flash.
Coppers.
Your man Tony Gates used to drive around in a Jag. Last night there was all kinds of fans. Even Arnott's Volvo S60. You just wouldn't have. That's too flash. It's too standoutish.
See, most people are just concentrating on the plot.
No, I think people in the cars will read.
You're on the vroom vrooms.
They're flash cars. And Post Malone, the crossover to country nobody expected. In honour of his home state of Texas, he's channeled his country music side for his contribution to the We're Texas benefit that was set up by Mr. Alright, Alright, Alright himself, Matthew McConaughey.
Hey guys, it's Posty. And
Posty.
I'm going to be doing a couple songs for the We're Texas virtual benefit, and very grateful and very happy to be a part of this. And I want to say thank you, and I want to say Matt. Got a couple great musicians, and we're just here to play some of my favorite country-esque tunes and just have a good time. So,
cheers, sir.
Come on, Posty.
Speaking of Posties, I saw a Posty on TikTok, and he said, "How are you? I'm a Posty."
Like a postman, like.
Yeah, but he calls himself a Posty, I think. And he's in his post van, and he goes, "If you're getting something dodgy delivered to your house, we know what it is, because we know the sending address of dodgy stuff comes from."
Oh,
so all the posties know what you're getting.
Always, why that postman looks a bit cheeky smirk on his face. Now you know what it was about. That is Dish to Dirt for now. It's FM 104.
Thanks for listening to FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast. Listen daily and don't forget to subscribe to get the latest episode straight to your device.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.